Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're going to focus for the next few days on the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. So let's learn to pray like Jesus taught us to pray. In Matthew 6, 9, the first part of the verse, Jesus said, "Pray then like this, our Father in heaven." Let's stop there. When Jesus taught us to pray, he could have used many titles for the Holy God. He could have used names like Creator, Almighty, Most Glorious, Most High. But when Jesus taught about personal conversation with God, again, prayer is simply talking to God, he instructed us to address God as Father. We have the privilege of knowing the God of eternity in an intimate, personal way. Prior to the name Father is the personal pronoun our Father in heaven. We can personalize it even farther by using the pronoun my, not just our Father, but my Father. That pronoun tells me that I belong to God, and he belongs to me. Through the work of Jesus on the cross, I have a personal relationship with the living God. He loves me so much that he sent his Son to pay the penalty for my sins. What a privilege it is for me to call God my Father. I remember speaking with a person once who had a very difficult time calling God her father. Her earthly father brought so much pain into her life. And maybe you feel the same way. Your earthly father is distant or absent. And maybe all you ever have known is a conditional performance-based love. That's one reason Jesus reminds us that our Father is the one who is in heaven. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll never disappoint us. His love for us is unconditional. He'll never hurt us. He'll never abuse us. God is my perfect Father in heaven. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching me how to pray. Thank you for allowing me to have a personal relationship with the God of creation, the one and only God I can call my Father. Thank you for making the way through the cross and resurrection. Thank you for never letting me go. In your name I pray. Amen.